I could literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I could start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
Men's retreat.
This is a men's retreat. I hope Bill ends up hooking up with somebody.
Oh, my God.
Who do you think Bill's going to hook up with?
In the house?
I hope it's me.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
If me and Bill end up kissing.
Who's going to share a room?
I don't know. This could be a very poorly planned trip.
Nah, this will be fun. You guys
planned this.
Did you ever see the Aerosmith Amazing video?
No.
It's a video where like it's just Steven Tyler riding a motorcycle and a girl sitting the other way making out. It might be you guys on the fucking golf cart, dude.
Yeah.
Just
driving to the beach. Me and Bill on the golf cart?
You guys are sitting spider style.
What kind of stuff is this, dude?
You're saying you're just a song. Dude, look up the amazing Aerosmith video. Just her.
What's it called? Bound 2 as well. Yeah, Bound 2. I remember when Bound 2 came out. I was like, this song's incredible. And then
is that Smith?
Foolish. It's not good.
What, Aerosmith?
Actually, that's a very good song. Bound 2 is by Kanye.
Yeah, okay. Amazing.
Amazing. Oh, yeah, we have a TV.
We're sponsored by Aerosmith.
We're sponsored by our new QLED 60A.
Yeah, we're going to hang that next week. We're going to have some video popping in.
We're going to have video now. We're going to have video and ads. We've totally changed the podcast you love.
Yeah, man.
We're crashing it straight into the ground.
Yes. The video will be nice.
Video is going to be great.
Video
we can watch
sick,
monkey
dude.
Compilations.
Yeah, dude.
Bill, that was Bill's idea. He was like, put on 15 times monkeys were caught being geniuses on camera. I was like, dude, no.
Yeah, video is going to take this podcast to the absolute stratosphere. Dude.
It's going
to
be crazy.
We got to, dude, I mean, we got to get our platform as big as possible, dude. We got to think about our platform.
Yeah, we need a huge platform so we can spout disinformation. I want to get, that's my goal in
growing platform
in showbiz.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get the largest platform I can just to at the very end be like, guys, let's be Nazis. So right now I'm kind of hiding who I really am.
True.
And then as soon as I hit the big time,
you're going to open the trunk.
Guys, it's time.
You know,
we're all Nazis. This whole thing's been a long ploy because I'm a right-wing extremist.
Yes, yeah, you just have like an interview with Duarte from the Philippines.
Yes.
Bolsonaro.
Yes.
Dude.
We need to give him a platform, a bigger one here.
Yeah.
We actually should start reaching. I bet the Chinese government or Taliban would chat.
It's doing foreign propaganda.
Yeah, be like, look, we hate America. Yeah. We think it'll be, we're building a.
Sure.
A network. Would you guys care to come chat and then get along and be like, you guys are gay?
Oh, it's so fucking
funny. We should start catfishing.
I heard you guys can't, yeah, I heard you guys can't really like bomb people like they say you can here. How like, oh, they're going to come to the country. I heard you guys actually like can't even like get anywhere. I heard you guys lost your touch, dude.
No, we don't want to talk about those boys.
To the band?
The band might get us.
True.
Everybody might get us.
This is life.
Our own government, the Taliban.
Taliban. Bro. You can't kill me, man.
You can't kill you?
You can take my physical form and my persona, bro, but like we are the stuff of life.
Yes.
That's what reincarnation.
Do you think we'll
dude.
Live forever?
The part of us that's
how long
to life
do
in
you
the
think
universe?
Our yes. last name or the last time someone speaks our name will be? Because that's when you truly die.
No, dude. That's your ego persona.
No, that's death. Dude. How long do we live for then?
We're life, dude. It's forever. We're emanations from lightning struck the ground.
My grandma's dead, dude.
Yeah, dude. And here She's and here's dead. Life, dude.
She's dead as
there's
hell.
A ball of life and it passed another little ball of life and it just keeps going on, dude.
My grandma's dead, dude.
Yeah, Mike fuck both all my grandparents.
What are you saying?
Every single one of
yeah,
my,
all my grandparents
my
are
grandparents dead.
All mine are dead too.
All my grandparents dead. What's that song?
Push me to the edge.
Yeah, push
dude.
Me to the edge.
Push me to the
dude.
Edge, dude. All my grandparents are
yeah, they're dead,
dead,
dude. They're dead. But there was a part of them that was immortal that they passed into the next generation, bro. Is what it is.
My grandpa actually looked like almost every Chinese politician.
Really?
Yeah. Towards the end, he always had his lips like.
Yeah, all dudes looked the same back then.
Yeah.
They were my all dad, like kind of like just weird and big.
Yeah.
Yeah, like my dad's dad, my grandpa, just like a big dude with like, they all like these weird square frame glasses and just kind of like, they looked weird. It was bizarre. And they all look exactly the same. Every
they do.
Picture I see from a guy back then, it just looks like same dude over and over.
Yes.
So I'm saying.
Yes.
Yeah, dude.
So beach trip. We're coming down there.
Yeah, man.
How much are you going to drink?
I'll be getting crunk. I mean, yeah, probably one crunk. Day I'll definitely get crunk.
I think we're going to need to get extremely crunk.
You think so?
Yes.
Whatever. I mean, dude, it's...
I plan on getting crunk.
You know what was weird? Sick
if me and my dad died. Just getting crunk. Not like an accident.
Hopefully the beach trip's not the portal to your fucking vision. Oh, you no. and your dad in heaven, dude, for fucking like
me and my dad OD together.
You guys just get it. You guys just get like excessive GERD and choke on your vomit and die.
It could be that.
That'd be awesome.
I would need Beasley to save me. If we both die at Notre Dame, Florida State.
You guys get a monument.
If Notre Dame was down 40, we were just like, argh. I was like, Dad, no.
They'd build a statue of you guys.
That'd be a sick statue.
And then fucking communists would push it over.
Communists would be so mad.
They would fucking push it
over. All I want is to build a fan base, convert everyone to being an alt-right Nazi, and then get a statue. And then I want a statue.
That'd be very funny, actually, to like start erecting like fake Confederate general statues in like highly liberal areas. And then when they go to push them, have like little zaps or little tricks, like a prank.
Oh, nice.
They go to push it over and it's just like
it shocks
zapped.
People.
Yeah, they get zapped.
Shocks like, the communists.
Or it breaks and like a big stink bomb emerges, dude.
Yeah.
Whoa, man. That'd be funny.
I do think that's funny.
Because you could just start tweeting, get like set up a tweet and be like, hey, oh my God, there's a fucking like, you know, Confederate boy statue over down there and, you know,
it's time to tear it
down. Clark Park in Philadelphia and have everyone like, what?
Yeah.
What? Be funny. That'd be when I have a big jello mold, I'll fall into
it. Yeah, and they fall into it and get trapped. And die in jello. And they fucking die inside
of jello.
Yeah,
dude, our platform, once we get our sponsors, our platform, dude, is very
weird. Once we get sponsors,
our fucking platform.
Our platform is going to explode.
How much do you think about what you do on your platform?
Spout misinformation.
How much do you think about what you do with
it? Guys.
Do you think about what you do on your platform, dude?
I'm going to say, guys, you think gravity's real? It's not. Constant misinformation. Dude. 2 + 2? It's 5.
Well, that's now you're talking about Terrence Howard stuff.
What do you mean?
There's no such thing as like 1 + 1 or something.
Yeah, of course I know all about Terrence Howard.
Terrence Howard's number, his math is tight if you get into it.
Yeah, of course I've been into that.
Dude, when he went to Oxford and was like giving a speech and they were like, so in Hustle and Flow, and he's like, I'm talking about math.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, we covered Terrence Howard. I thought you were naming some dumb bullshit author. Yes.
No. I talk about Hermann Hesse, bro.
Hermann Hesse can suck my ass. This podcast fucking rules.
That's what you need, dude. Yeah. You need dicks with fire. If you get pyrotechnics, they should just be giant dicks with fire coming out of
true.
Them.
True. If me and my dad die, you're talking if I do the Schultz show.
Just dicks.
I was thinking about
flaming fire or a
Schultz. Bundle. Schultz's Instagram right now is insane.
It's wild.
The shows
bro.
He's doing is wild.
Yeah,
and to do the same build up with like rap and like drone footage of just like a half filled. Like Pittsburgh improv would be so funny.
I know.
We did it, baby. It's just me bombing in front of like 20 people.
I bombed last night. I went to the helium.
You bombed?
I went to the helium open mic to try new stuff.
Yeah.
You could go at the end and
new
it's
stuff
just,
sucks.
Oh man, dude.
I had one stuff.
I had one I thought was a fucking cinch, dude.
Let me hear it.
It's
workshopping on the cast. Show the people
behind the scenes. So I already had the thing I do about power couples, obviously.
Yes, it's
so
great.
Then I started talking about how, you know, blah blah blah. And I started saying about how I used to like drink. I used to party until my phone died. That was the whole premise. I used to party until my phone died, not know where I was, and just wander around. And I eventually had to like walk on a highway. And I was talking about partying in New Orleans. And I'm like, yo, it's like they had bad neighborhoods down there.
Yeah.
So bad that God wiped part of it out with a flood. Dude, nothing, dude. Fucking nothing.
That's great.
It was awesome.
Yeah, that's really good.
Silence. And I was like, I mean, look it up, guys. What do you guys don't believe in God or something? What the fuck? Admonished a couple. My favorite thing to do now is admonish couples for being atheists.
That's nice.
Religious crowd work's the best. Like, do you guys believe in God? And they're like, no. And it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. What are you guys stupid?
What the fuck is wrong with you guys?
You think you're better than everybody?
So I did that for like 8 people. I was like, you guys look like. Are you atheists? And they're like, what? Then there's like a crowd who like. There's people who love like. You know when people get like really into like being talked to. There's a couple there who be like here they were like reveling in it. So like,
yeah.
I started getting like kind of a
you know what I like to do?
Shitty tourism.
I like to catch whenever a lady's giving me a mean look.
Yeah.
I pretend I don't see them and then I go.
Oh, fuck.
It's very funny. There was a girl last night that was to my left. So she didn't think I could see her. And then I told her, I turned around. I was like, fuck you, look at that lady.
Oh, my God.
It's like, fuck you.
Dude,
it's very fun to hold the mic and then just be like,
that's so funny.
Keep going back to your joke. Because every time the person you do it to is like,
what the fuck?
What the fuck was that?
I was trying to fuck with these people, but the lady ruled so hard that I just had to give it up to her.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what's your deal? And she was just like, I don't know. I'm like, what do you think about COVID? And she was like, fake. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
And she was, I was like, what do you like? What's your, I was like, are you guys religious? She's like, yes, I'm a Catholic. I'm like, damn, you can rule.
Damn. Yeah. That is nice. Gardini, did you pick that fart up I just said? I've had two hot farts on this podcast.
That fart, I heard that one.
You heard that one? Yeah, you plowed through the first one.
I'm a
too.
Pro, bro.
Eye contact.
The first one I didn't hear. The first one I didn't hear.
Yeah, I went, no, Matt. Ew.
I'd like to thank our sponsors.
Dairy Queen. We're getting blizzards. All I wanted blizzards or Frosties.
Damn, I just let the... That was the wet Ew. Whip. That was the wet whip. Dude. That was a waterbed.
That was
dude.
A snapper, dude.
We'd like to thank our sponsors, YouTube.
YouTube. Who else? All our sponsors.
The Fortune 700. Dude, the NASDAQ 5000.
You like building websites? Squarespace. That brings us to our sponsor, Squarespace.
Are you kind of gay and can't get a fucking boner for your wife?
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. Are you overweight and drink?
Are you Roman ready, dude?
I am. Do you ever see those?
Dude, that's the funniest fucking billboard. Like, what are, you know, guys that can't get their dicks hard like Roman soldiers?
Yeah, dude, why is all the dick stuff like Trojan and like very like...
Because people unconsciously affiliate themselves with like conquest. You get someone in their darkest hour, dude, when their phallus fails, which is like, you know, that's someone questioning their whole thing. And you're like, no, dude, like you're a Babylonian. And they're like, yeah, dude, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am. The fuck am I talking about? You think the fucking Trojan warriors wore fucking condoms, dude?
Probably not.
Yeah, dude. But yeah, Roman Ready's my... I won't say who. Billy found Roman Ready in somebody's car. Somebody's, you know, an elder. And dude.
An elder?
Yeah, an elder. An older person.
I know.
Not my father, I'll say that.
No, I know who it was.
Dude, and it was so fucking
was
funny.
This person on a podcast for the first time?
No.
Oh, I thought it was Hoss.
No, fuck no. Hoss would snap, dude. I wonder, Hoss probably stays hard as hell.
Hoss seems like he gets hard.
He probably gets hard as hell.
I've been getting hard lately.
What's going on?
Yeah, I don't know. I've just been getting rock hard.
Go to your doctor, dude. Be like, I don't know what the hell's going on. I'm getting fucking hard as hell.
I keep getting hard as hell.
So you're getting rock hard.
No, I lost a little bit of weight. And
yeah, man.
I've been just jerking off as hard as I can.
And you're getting hard. You're getting rock hard for jerking off?
Damn. That was a beast of a fart I just had.
You've been getting hard as hell for yourself?
Yeah.
That's what's up, man.
And I've just been getting into it, you know?
I fucking love that. I'm pumped.
I've been getting so hard, man.
So are you been lubing or something? Like, how... That'll get you hard. If you're lubing.
I might have to get a fleshlight.
I'm happy.
We're just
to hear,
being silly.
I'm happy to hear you.
This is
hard
a silly
sell.
Podcast.
This is a silly. This is very, very silly.
I wish I could fucking kill.
Why? What the fuck?
Matt, what are you gonna do at the beach? Are you gonna? I was thinking about building a hole.
Yeah.
Waist deep, with a little bit of room in there to just whack.
I've been buried in sand before.
Whack at the beach though.
Really?
Yeah. If you dug a pit. Just shoulder.
Sure.
Shoulder. You could feasibly jerk off at the beach in front of everyone.
It's just your head coming?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could.
Then they'd see your face just like.
Here's the problem, though. We're going to need a something like a 5-gallon bucket because we're going to need like walls because that sand gets in. You're going to be scratching yourself.
Yes.
So you'd have to. True. If we put our dick in a plastic bag while we're buried, so we give ourselves a little bit of like clean room and like have like a latex glove on, we could just underneath the bag. I mean, obviously, a gallon size. Whatever.
You know what we could do?
Half go.
We could just install. We could cut it, carve out a fleshlight. Just lay flat.
Oh, all take turns, dude.
And occasionally
wash it out in the ocean in between.
Yes,
the
go out to sea,
dude. That
I hope
would
my
be...
dad will be cool with that. If my dad's not cool with that, I'm.
Butthole. We should bury one of those big. Remember the big ass thing we saw? Yeah. Like a, we should bury like an entire big fake ass.
You know what would be really funny to bury one of those fake asses? Except, all right. So I'm laying.
Yeah.
And we. Cover. I'm actually bent
no.
at the waist, and we put the fake ass as if it's actually my ass. And dudes are just fucking me, and I'm like,
just all day, just all day long, just slamming dude, you, dude.
This dude's getting raped.
There's like seagulls landing on your ass, dude. We should
catch a seagull though.
What do you mean?
Do the, oh, the for sure. lay down the blanket yeah, trick?
For sure.
I have a feeling you and your brother are going to be absolute menaces at the beach.
What are you talking about?
You're going to be trying to... This isn't ocean... Let me stop you already.
True.
This isn't trash New Jersey.
This is fucking...
This is Panhandle of Florida. This is beautiful.
That's true.
The last thing I need is you and your brother acting like this is
boardwalk time. I'm going to start a seagull storm, dude.
You guys are going to be doing like shit dollars. You're going to be doing all your shit.
Pee pizza.
Just let us
have... You pee on a pizza box. You guys want some pizza? I know people...
Classic, Brian.
I know... Someone who did that.
I love an incredibly well thought out prank like that.
Dude, I told you what we did down in Ocean City before when we put an inside man on the trolley and then bombed it with eggs and fruit.
Yes.
That was wild.
That's
dude.
Awesome.
Just and it got to see because we did it a couple times. Like, it'd be cool to actually see the carnage. Fucking cousin just wrote it and he said it was insane. He said, imagine if you're going out, you got blitzed. I mean, it's terrorism.
There
it
was.
I mean, it was like, you know, it was Waka Waka time, but
it was certainly
like,
a crime.
It was very, very Waka Waka, dude. But we,
yes.
Dude, it was eggs, tomatoes, and just like weird fruits. And you're going out and you just get smashed with produce, dude.
Yes.
You're like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah. We're not doing that.
Go to
at
that
the beach.
Stuff.
I know that in you guys are like,
can I start a seagull
this
storm?
Is a seagull storm? Yes.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Those are awesome.
Seagull storms fucking rule, dude.
Seagull storms are so funny.
Everyone hates them.
Yeah, of course. It's so annoying.
So many of them come.
It's very funny. Crazy. So many seagulls. You can hold a piece of food and run, God. And they chase you.
Yeah,
seagulls are fucking hilarious. Seagulls are very funny.
We got to fucking try it. We should go for trying to
if
break
my
the
dad
world
falls
record.
Asleep, we're putting snacks all over. It's really sad. This is actually very sad because my dad's. He's very, I hate to use this word, but this is cute. He's being cute about this. He's like excited and nervous about this trip.
What?
Yeah, he's definitely like, he's booking a flight. He's like, Shane, how do I do this? What do I do?
Oh my
he's
God,
so excited.
He's so happy, dude.
He's so excited and happy. And to just prank him the whole time would be the funniest fucking thing.
Spam on Jared.
Spam Phil.
Oh, fuck, man. Yeah, that'd be so funny. Just nonstop pantsing. It's like dumping him out of his bed in the middle of the night. Like Don Vito slaps.
I mean, good God.
He's gone in the middle of the night. Dude, that's so bad.
We would kill him.
That's so bad.
Slapping your old man?
Yeah. Just
I
like
mean, you show,
filming
him
that.
You show him that paycheck, though. Be like, look, MTV's paying me to slap you in your sleep, dude.
Yeah, true.
He'd be like, yes.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Yeah.
It's good. That's a fair point. But again, I think they did that.
We gotta treat Phil correct.
Oh, my God.
If I see one person disrespect my dad.
I don't think anyone will. I think you only will.
I'm going to disrespect my dad. I'm going to fight my
only
dad.
Only you will.
Like, Dad, you ruined everything.
No, I partied with him that one time. We came back from the zone.
He was fucking wrecked.
So
I put
fun.
Him on Instagram
Live.
Yeah,
that was so fun. I'm going to do. We're going to have the recording stuff set up.
Yeah.
We should just hit it confessional style. We should just record like a 10-hour podcast and just keep going back to it.
Damn. That's a really good
confessional
idea.
Confessional style, dude.
Just a Patreon, just a video of the beach trip.
Yeah, dude.
With like, yeah, real world.
Real world style. It's like, oh, fuck.
Damn, that'd be very funny.
That'd be so funny.
Especially if one of us does pass away.
Yes. True. No, seriously,
that's
guys.
That's
$2 I'm not fucking
on the Patreon.
Yeah.
Testament. Back when every episode was pure gold with Shane Gillis, our big kahuna, and Matt McCusker bringing the heat every time. Every episode was a non-stop laugh fest, the kind that kept you hooked and coming back for more. Shane and Matt were on fire, and so were we. But now, it's a different story. What used to be a comedy powerhouse is now just another cash grab. Half the time, Shane's not even there. Instead, we get Matt's unfunny fart friends, guests, and Lamar, the stoner producer who can't get anything right. The spark is gone, replaced by mediocrity and degeneracy.
I'm very, very well connected. You are officially blacklisted. You're smashing my wife again. Show some respect.
Lamorp's a mess, a stoner who shouldn't be anywhere near a mic, and Matt's so-called friends. They make watching paint dry look exciting. It's like the world stopped turning. The red-hot energy faded to a rusty haze, leaving us with a shell of what MSSB used to be. But fear not. We're here to keep the spirit of the Old Testament alive. We're all about those legendary moments, the laughs, and the killer chemistry that made MSSB great. Will the pod ever return to its roots, its origin, its fan base? I do not know, nor do I dare to hope. But wherever there is darkness, there will be the light to meet it. Welcome to the channel where the Old Testament lives on. Relive the magic of the man, genius of Shane Gillis and Matt McCusker. Enjoy, my brothers, enjoy.